Hey Gratitude Seeker, have you ever felt bad or felt guilty about being so blessed? Maybe you felt that you didn't deserve so many blessings since others are struggling. Today we will explore how gratitude can be a remedy for this. Let's begin, like always, with a deep breath in and a deep breath out. A few years ago, when I discovered gratitude, like the real feeling and the experience of being grateful, I was receiving so many blessings, so many unexpected gifts, that I just couldn't handle it. And I felt bad that other people are struggling. I felt guilty that I'm so blessed and they're still caught in their story, in their sadness. And the remedy for that guilt was even more gratitude, appreciating those blessings, realizing that it's a choice, and that the best way of helping other people is not by taking myself down, but by being an example for people, an inspiration. No one gets to be inspired by someone that feels guilty or bad about the blessings in their life, but they are inspired by those that appreciate and live with gratitude. And I'm sure that you've been there. Whether you did it consciously or unconsciously, you wanted to be like the rest of the people, even though you felt like you were blessed and that things were going great. You might have felt guilty and downplayed your qualities or the blessings that you have in your life. And this really doesn't serve anyone. I recently read an article regarding this situation. It was around money. Someone asked, should I feel guilty if I'm earning 3,000 euros and my neighbor is earning like 200? And the author of the article replied that this is scarcity mentality. When we feel guilty about these kinds of things, it means that we believe that there is not enough for everyone. And the truth of the matter is that there is enough for everyone, especially when it comes to blessings, to gratitude. There is an abundance of such energy. He goes on to say that the scarcity mentality blocks the flow of abundance in our life. And in this particular example, and I think it works great for the blessings in our life as well, he gives three steps that we can take in order for us to go from the scarcity mentality and the scarcity belief to one of abundance. So the first one is eliminating guilt. You are not guilty and you won't be punished because you earn more or you are more blessed than others. He also makes a reference from the Bible to the fact that we were given gifts and the fact that we are expressing those gifts and that we are generating value for other people is actually a virtue, and not doing so would be a sin. The second step that he mentions is gratefulness. Being grateful for being able to generate value, to add value to people's lives, whether that's in your community, in your city, or in your country. And the third step is giving back. You can give back a percentage of your income to people that have less or were less fortunate. You can give of your time and volunteer, or you can give of your knowledge. And when it comes to blessings in general, you can give people the gift of seeing someone that's living with gratitude, that's appreciating their blessings, someone who is generous, someone who believes that it is possible for other people to enjoy such blessings as well. So if you are blessed, or you were blessed, make sure you choose gratitude over guilt and share your blessings with other people in a way that feels good to you. Thanks so much for choosing to listen to this podcast. I hope it's a great investment of your time. And if it is, I would really appreciate it if you would let other people know about the podcast, because the best way for people to find out about new podcasts that add value to their life is by finding out from a friend, from a family member, from someone that cares for them. Have an awesome day today with lots of gratitude for your blessings.